This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Nico and Finley, thank you for talking to me. I'm from Fun Kids Radio. Properly loved the film, it was amazing. What was it like to play characters that weren't in the original?
I mean, they kind of were, because although it was humans, they took quite a bit of the personality traits from the original. Like, Joe, who is, like, originally...
Joe and Millie are kind of, like, split off as the mouse.
Yeah, I see.
In that sense, and I think we both... We knew that going into it, but it was quite helpful that there weren't any original characters that were Joe and Millie, because
then we could, like...
There was nothing to live up to as well.
Sure,
which is because obviously it's really... There's a lot of pressure being a Disney fan, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a big deal. But I think it was nice that we could kind of create these characters on our own.
And had you watched the original, like, loads of times? Or were you like, I don't want to watch it, I don't want it in my head?
I mean, Nico had definitely watched it a lot more than me. Nico grew up with the film. I've watched it once or twice. I was very young when I watched it, so I can't remember exactly the whole thing, but I just remember loving it the whole way through.
Watch it again.
I should watch it again, you're right. I have to do that. But,
What's it like being part of the Disney world now? Because you're officially, you're part of that live action series. It's amazing, right? How does it feel to be part of, like, the Disney gang? Do you get special perks? Do you get to, like, get to Disneyland for free?
I went to Disneyland for free when we were in LA. No, yeah, Disney paid for my Disneyland.
Wicked.
Yeah, that was awesome. No, being part of Disney is definitely huge because there are so many awesome people in Disney.
The Disney gang.
Yeah, Disney gang.
People in the Disney gang.
And so who was the naughtiest person on set? Was there somebody who, like, played pranks on everybody?
Us.
Both of us, yeah.
What did you do? Tell me.
So one of them was stealing people's ID cards from their necklace.
It's like what are they called? Like a lanyard?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And have a key card and it helps you get
so
into
So Nico
the
did it at first on the costume designer, Claire.
Yeah.
And then I was like, whoa. And then she taught me how to do it. And then I'd say after about 2 days, it was just like...
It's all we did. Like, we'd go around, like, and you just pretend to have a conversation.
We were ninjas.
Steal, run.
Ninjas. And then they couldn't put them back in.
Did people see you coming and they were like, no, get those guys away from you, they're going to steal
everything? No, we just walked past because, like, they weren't expecting it, and we were just like, hey, and just took it, but they didn't even notice.
We were really good at it. It became a skill.
This is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I might learn something from you later on. Thanks. In the film, you also kind of fly on Dumbo. What was that like to film? Because that's quite exciting, right?
Yeah, we were on, it was like a mechanical, like, Bronco
that would shake
thing.
Us around.
And it was in, like, this room, like, filled with green, just all this green screen. We were, like, raised up and, like, saddled on.
And it was,
end, it
would,
like...
when we fell off? Do you remember when we fell off at the, near the boat?
Oh, yeah, and then we had to jump off. Yeah, yeah, but it was... It was, like, a whole thing, but when we were on the mechanical thing, it was just, like, it would, like, shake us round in a really weird way, so we'd be, like, try and get, like, I don't know why, but we were just, like, the whole time.
Did you get to rehearse that bit as well? I assume you must have had a few goes on it.
Oh, a few goes, but that wasn't a rehearsal. They're just like, get on the
straight
mechanical
away.
Just
get on
Dumbo.
Now, finally, in the film, obviously, Dumbo has massive ears. If you had really, really big ears, would you prefer to fly or be able to hear anything?
Fly.
Yeah, imagine that.
Kind of, like, gossip,
so
like,
cool.
Hearing some gossip.
I don't really want to hear everything. Because, like, what if someone's talking behind your back? You don't really want to know.
It's a very good point.
I get what you mean. Like, sometimes you want to know, sometimes you don't. But,
or
like,
if someone's sneezing, you don't want to hear that.
It'll be, like, flying, I think, would be so fun.
Awesome.
It'll probably look a bit weird just having massive ears and just flying around, but...
But Dumbo gets away with it, so...
Dumbo gets away with it, so maybe we could.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for chatting to me, guys.
Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.